Why do girls ghost instead of being upfront?
Well, why don't you tell us, Caroline? Because I'm sure you've probably given out your phone number plenty of times in your life to guys that you didn't necessarily want to date. You just wanted to get rid of them by being nice. Because you've obviously noticed that some men don't take rejection too well.
Right.
So why would you give out your phone number and then ghost?
Normally it's Instagram. Immediately, if I'm not interested in you, I tell you, like, oh, I don't give my phone number to people. It's very private, you know, and just initiate the Instagram. But I do ghost because either I feel bad, I'm not attracted to you, I don't see anything with you, or, okay, there's like this fly everywhere.
Fruit fly.
Or there's just someone more important in my life right now. And then if I end up losing interest in that guy, then I'll give you a chance. But most of the time I'm not attracted or interested at all.
And then the guy would go, well, why would you give him your phone number if you weren't attracted?
Cause I feel bad. I feel like, aw, like he's probably just gonna, it's gonna kill his ego. Cause you know, it's kind of like, he had an inch of confidence to ask me to come up to me, and I don't really want to break that from him, you know? He's going to get all pissy and hissy, and I don't want to crush his world.
So in order to avoid an unpleasant or potentially unpleasant confrontation, you just give him the number to get rid of him?
Yeah.
And then you never respond when he reaches out?
No. Or if, maybe I will, but it'll be the most dry thing ever.
Two-word replies.
Yeah.
And then you take 24 hours.
It'll probably be like, 8 hours later, like, hey, my bad. And then eventually just won't hear from me. I don't want to be rude either, you know?
So what has happened? How, like, give us some context of how many times guys asked you out in person and you told them no and it didn't go well. Like, they didn't take it well.
I don't really reject guys like that.
Well, I would assume when you were, I mean, at some point you learned that it was better to just give the number out and then blow them off later than to reject them outright.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've had instances where I kept saying, no, I can't, or, oh, I have a boyfriend, or I don't have Instagram or something. And they just keep going and going. They're like, oh, we could be friends though. Oh, how old are you? And you don't have Instagram? Like, you're lying, or you don't have Snapchat. Like, they'll keep going and going. I'm like, okay, fine, you can have this. But it's already at the point where
in other words, they're not taking no for an answer, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
So it's better just to give the number out to get rid of them, because too many guys react that way. They get butthurt. They get upset.
Right.
Have you had guys that got mad?
No.
That are like, oh, you think you're better than me?
Then I can remember, no. Never had an attitude moment. If I did, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably freeze, like, no, thank you. Next one. You're not my type. But I've never had.
So the bottom line is it's to avoid an uncomfortable rejection.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys out there that don't take rejection well.
Right.
So it's easier to let the guy think he succeeded by getting the number. And then, you know, because the reality is when you don't call him back, you're hoping that he figures out you really weren't interested.
Right. I feel like guys are just naive sometimes. They know we're not interested at all, and they'll keep on pursuing because they know they don't want their ego to be bursted. So there's.
I know when I was younger, that, man, that happened a lot. I remember when I was a teenager to my 20s, I'd be like, oh, I got her number. This is awesome. Then you call, you leave a message. And Caroline's beating herself up with a fly that's attacking her.
I don't want her to go up my nose.
You call, leave a message, and then you never hear from her. You're just thinking, God, it's so weird. She seemed so into me. And it wasn't until I got into my late 20s, early 30s that I started to make the connection that, just like you said, I saw that happen enough, and I talked to enough women about that, and you hear the same thing over and over. It's because most guys cannot take the rejection. Mm-hmm. So it's better to just give the number, let the guy go away, or the Instagram. Ideally, you're going to give the Instagram, but if he's persistent and he's a pain in the ass, you're like, oh, here's a number. Mm-hmm. Just to get rid of him. So he walks away thinking he was victorious and he's going to get somewhere with you. But all you were able really to do was get rid of him.
Yeah.
Now he's out of your hair. Mm-hmm. He's gone. And when he does text you later that night or probably the next day, which he usually does, mm-hmm. you just don't reply.
Right. And I had a moment. It's like, this happened recently when I got my new phone. I went to a T-Mobile and the guy was really nice, talkative. Like, I felt comfortable talking to him. And I already knew, I'm like, oh, the way I'm being right now, I'm really just, I feel like I'm giving him a sense of hope. And right when I was done getting my phone, I left. I was walking out and he comes behind me.
Oh, shit.
And he's just like, oh, hey, by the way, I think you're gorgeous. You're really nice to talk to. You mentioned that you're single, because I did mention that I was like not seeing anyone. And he was just like, I was wondering if I could take you out sometime. And I was just like, how am I going to tell him no? He just helped me with my phone for like 2 hours. Like, I was like, fine, yeah, sure. And I gave him my Instagram, and then I never talked to him ever again. He DM'd me and stuff. And then I had posted, like, on my story, I did a questionnaire, and someone asked me, what is your type? And it was the opposite from him. And he was just like, he messaged me, and he was like, oh, it makes sense now, because I'm not your type at all. And I just never responded.
So there you have it, gentlemen. Women will give you the number when they have no intention of going out with you, because most of you guys can't fucking handle the rejection, and you won't stop being a jackass, and you won't take no for an answer. That's the harsh reality. I spent a lot of time when I was younger not understanding that. And, you know, the fact that this, I don't know, we're 10-minute video, maybe we talked about this. It's like some kid that's in high school will watch this and be like, ah. Oh. And he'll know something that took me until my early 30s to get.
Yeah.
That's so cool when you go through life and you acquire knowledge and wisdom like that. And you pass it on, and then the younger guy could come through and not have to go through any of that bullshit.
Right.